You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On today's episode of
Special
Down the Wire.
Special episode.
Episode 24 and a half, specifically made for our Milwaukee fan base, because our Milwaukee Bucks are your 2021 NBA champions.
Well, I mean, this is going to be like a regular thing where we talk about the last game of the finals. Yeah, but really, there is some bias right now.
Right now, it's all MKE, all 414 on today's episode of Down the Wire.
Bucks and Six!
Okay, get me out of this house, get me out of my head, get me a drink. You already fucking know who it is.
This song goes out to all the dudes that punched Spanish guys in the face.
Bobby fucking Jeez. Portis.
Baby. Bobby Buckets!
Bobby B. Buckets. The B stands for Buckets.
Bobby Portis. So big last night.
Dude, everyone was big last night.
Milwaukee.
I can't believe it. It was a surreal moment. It was, and we knew it. We knew it was coming. I mean, we'll get into the game. We'll get into the atmospheres, how it was. But what's your just day after feeling right now?
I feel really good.
Really good.
I realistically, my night as a whole, in the Deer District, because I was down there in the middle of everything, it should have been a bad night.
Yeah,
because it was rough for me.
It was,
but I had no problems.
Okay, so they had moved the Deer District. For those of you who don't know, I'm sure most of you know what the Deer District is who listen to this, but it's our public viewing of the playoff games in Milwaukee.
It is like the mini city within the city.
It was
dedicated completely to the Milwaukee Bucks.
It is, originally the capacity is around 25,000. That's what it was for the beginning of the finals.
Yeah, that's what they were doing throughout everything.
But yesterday, they moved some shit around, they did some reworking, and the capacity was up to 65,000.
And you know what? It might have been more.
I think there was, and it was.
They did not count.
No way.
They were just
no.
They scanned bags, you know, coming in. Completely understand that. And then outside of that, they were like, "You're in now."
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew a bunch of people down there. I decided to go to some bars downtown and watch the game from that atmosphere.
Yeah, you had those Marquette College bars.
Oh yeah, big time, big time. It was an amazing experience, like so cool, and it just felt different than like when the Packers won it. It was completely different.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Packers are in Green Bay.
Right.
They're 2 hours away, and that is a different feeling right there.
That's what I mean. This was our city. This was Milwaukee. It was like us. This is where we're from, and the whole city was behind this team. And this whole city was behind the Greek freak.
Again, I'm correcting it. This is the Greek god at this point.
What a run.
I'm sorry. How poetic is it that he drops 50 on the 50th anniversary of the Bucks winning their last title? You can't write that shit, man.
In a
that
game is... to win it. To win it. I mean,
yeah, drop 50 to win it on the 50th anniversary.
Giannis, man. We are forever in debt to Giannis Antetokounmpo and the city of Milwaukee.
And then on top of that, afterwards, going out and getting 50 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
His Instagram Live today was amazing.
Fire.
Amazing.
Fire.
What do you want? A 50-piece? A 50-piece with the Chick-fil-A sauce?
Okay, please stop.
That was my Giannis impression.
Please don't do that. Yeah. That was an Antetokounmpo no.
Oh, God. That was bad, too.
I don't care. Take it. But, dude, what a game by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Insane game by the Bucks. I couldn't be more proud and more impressed with the team. Even though they were down by 5 at half, I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it.
The Suns had a nice little spurt of energy. They were down 13 going into the second quarter and came back, battled very hard. I knew it, though. I knew that that's all they had in them because that's what they gave Game 5. This was almost a mirror image of Game 5. Just now, the Bucks-Suns flip-flopped.
Well, the Bucks had such a terrible second quarter. They looked really good in the first. Like you said, they were up by 13 and then got absolutely shelled in the second quarter, 31-13. But if the second quarter didn't exist, the Bucks were in control of this game the entire time for a majority of the game. And I was ready for Devin Booker to drop 40 tonight. That's what I was prepared for. I was full on ready for Devin Booker to be having the game of his life, shooting the lights out, and for Drew Holiday to hold him to under 20 points. I mean, we should have wrote it down right after that. We knew that was happening.
You know, and Drew didn't necessarily have a stellar game as far as the offensive categories are concerned, but his defense has been gigantic this entire playoff
run. Well, I mean, he almost had a triple double too. He's a rebound away from a triple double.
Okay,
he didn't have he only had 12 points.
Yeah, I mean,
so I get
a triple double is it's a misleading stat when you look at it in that sense, right? But dude, his defense was absolutely phenomenal, and along with PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker again had two finals games where he scored 0 points and only had one shot, and both of them were misses. I don't care because PJ Tucker's defensive presence was huge.
PJ Tucker had a higher plus minus than Giannis yesterday when he was on the court. The team won more than when Giannis was on the court.
Do you understand how important that man is?
He is crucial. He's crucial. He also, yesterday, shout out to the guy who had the blue alternates jersey on with a PJ Tucker jersey. That is a great blue alternate. I wouldn't get a Giannis blue alternate because I'd rather just have like one of the main jerseys for a Giannis jersey. But with those blue alternates, great person to have on the back of your jersey.
Okay, you can't rep any current player on the team. Give me what jersey you're going to wear.
No one on the team for the Bucks
right now. But you have to give me a Bucks player of past.
You know, I saw an Andrew Bogut yesterday, which is fitting because he was number 6.
I saw lots of Andrew Bogut.
Also, I saw a guy with a Bucks in and then number 6 on the back of his jersey.
Nice
custom-made jersey there as well,
My guy was running out a Pau Gasol jersey.
Wow.
That!
Most random Bucks jersey you can have.
Oh, he's great for that, though. He's fantastic for just having...
How many games did he play with us?
Like...
No way. No way. Yeah, I was going to say under 10.
He might have 6. He might have 6.
If Pau Gasol has played 6, not Paul. Sorry.
Pau
Gasol. Pau Gasol for the Bucks I would say it's less than 10 for sure. For sure.
Oh, it's going to be so good. It better be 6.
He played 12 minutes that season. The entire season for that little time. Does it say his games?
Oh my God, he does. You know what?
Here, I go to the stats right here. And I don't see it. It just doesn't go.
I'll pull it up.
Go to Basketball Reference. I don't know why we didn't go to Basketball Reference. But, dude, it was such a cool atmosphere in the city. I got down there. How early did you get down there?
I was down there by 6.
I was down there by 5. So I went down there right around the same time. 3 hours before tip-off, the whole city was popping. They started closing streets. He played 3 games?
3 games.
3 games.
Yep.
Mm. 4 minutes a game he averaged.
Yeah.
I was down there 3 hours before game time. The entire city was popping. They were closing streets by noon, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
They were ready for this. And the entire time, the best part about it was, for the most part, it didn't seem like there were too many assholes out as well.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, and I was waiting for rioting to start, especially post Bucks win, when there wasn't. It was actually kind of tame outside of, you know, the people hanging out their cars and honking horns.
But, yeah, I was also pretty impressed with how we handled it, and I think everyone was just so overjoyed. And for this city to get something like this, which... I want to preface something first, real quick. I know we are very biased for this episode. We were very biased last episode, and have been biased during the NBA Finals. But I do want to credit right now. Bucks had some injury luck to get to this point. I will say it right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did you not see the Suns' path to get there?
As well, had some injury luck to get there. I want to say...
The Suns had more injury luck.
I don't want to say the Bucks are the best team in the world. We'll take on anyone right now. Because you know what? Maybe not. But I am not ready to say that they're the best team, like, ever or anything like that. But you cannot tell me Giannis didn't have one of the most impressive finals runs in NBA history.
Yeah, his finals performance is absolutely insane. And... Not that I wish for a Game 7, but just think if we would have had a Game 7, what he could have really put up.
His stats were insane. Insane. And to top it off with a 50-point game at the end of it, and my favorite stat of the night, you already know what it is. 17 of 19 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
What a day, Mr. Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, that was actually kind of fitting because he had been... just abysmal with free throws, and then all of a sudden he was draining it.
Didn't matter. We knew it. Hilarious. Every time we did the fingers at the bar, we'd be like, oh,
yeah, everyone
right when he was holding
it.
The fingers up, and he just couldn't miss. And that was the ultimate reason why we won the game. No one else really shot free throws. Chris had 4 of them, Drew had 2, Pat had 2, and Bobby had 2.
Wild.
That's it. It was just Giannis shooting them. I'm so speechless, honestly. It was so cool, and I'm just made right now. It feels amazing. It feels amazing. What, now, let's go over this. Is Giannis the best Buck of all time?
As of right now, yeah.
Yeah, he is, right?
I don't think there's any question to that. I'm sorry, Kareem did not have the stay here.
Right.
And he was gone 3 years after that title win, pretty unceremoniously, and was pretty open about not wanting to be here.
Right.
Giannis, this whole Bucks team, let alone Giannis, has transcended the NBA because he said in his post-game press conference, you can assemble a super team and win a title. That is easy. It is way harder and more satisfying to do it this way. Which is, you know, you put together a bunch of Joe Schmoes initially, you know, a lot of washed up players in their own brain. Or you had, someone like Chris Middleton, who was a G League affiliate player. And... turn him into a superstar. You pull in Brook Lopez, who had some abysmal playing in the Lakers before that. You have someone like Bobby Portis, who had been labeled as a ruffian and could never really find his way anywhere. And look what you did with them.
It's incredible what this team did. And, you know, you talked about Brook Lopez, who really, you want to talk about transcend. Brook Lopez transcended his game for this team. Giannis needed shooters around him. Brook Lopez wasn't a shooter until he got to Milwaukee. He wasn't. He ended up setting the record for most three-pointers in a season by a seven-footer over, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, kind of big name right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it last year and came out this year, played his role, Splash Mountain. And Chris Middleton, I want to say something.
Hold on. Before you do it, I'll give my first apology. Because I did pick the Suns in seven.
You did.
And shame on me.
Shame.
But I also was ready to concede that the minute that I saw Game 3.
Game 3 was pretty, yeah, game it was pretty convincing.
Game 3 was like, okay. Well, actually, you know what? I could have said on Game 1, or Game 2 even, because I was worried about Giannis, and that was his injury health. You know what I mean? There is a lot of big what-ifs that, after your apology, we can talk about.
Okay. I have something to say to Chris Middleton.
Yes!
I would like to say, Dear Chris, I'm sorry. There you go.
Oh,
that was what I had. Because he would have got another heartfelt apology if he wouldn't have dropped 17 yesterday, which, thank you from our secondary star. Okay, nice game.
Okay.
I will say, I want to thank Chris Middleton for getting us to the finals.
I'm sorry.
I want to thank Chris Middleton for getting us past the Nets. And I want to thank Chris Middleton for a 40-point game in the finals. And I am sorry that I half-slandered you this year, but inconsistency at the end of the day
it's not
was the name of his game.
Here's the thing. It's not inconsistency. Also, got us past the Hawks as well.
I said thank you for getting us to the finals. That's what I said.
Just saying. You said you gave just the Nets. I'm giving them you the Hawks as well.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Giannis dropped 50 last night. There's not going to be many chances for buckets when your one guy is scoring half of the fucking points.
Half of them. That's crazy.
I'm just telling you that you can't cut. So look at it that way. So 105 points the Bucks had. Giannis had 50. So that leaves another 55 available points. When you consider his 17 in those 55, it's not that bad.
Can I tell you this? PJ Tucker and Giannis combined for 50 points yesterday.
Well, yeah.
Jeez.
Along with Jeff Teague and Elijah Bryant and Jordan Nwora,
yeah,
and Dante DiVincenzo.
Right. Correct. They all combined for 50 as well. He did hit some big shots. Okay, he was 6 of 13. He made his free throws, hit a 3 in there as
well,
too.
They also locked him down, too, last night.
Well, the name of the game was, what did we say? There was going to be the whistle. It was going to be the whistle today. And you could tell.
Some of those fucking fouls.
You could tell it was going to be the whistle. And what did we say to counteract that? Giannis has to get to the line and make them draw the fouls on him. And he went there 19 times and made 17 of them.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the game right there.
I don't know if the Deer District got louder than when he made his, like, 17th free throw.
It was insane. It was really just something that was... It's like a storybook ending to be like, this is his kryptonite. And then he fucking defeats it at the end.
And gets his final point with a free throw as well.
To get to 50?
Drops 50 with a free throw. Hilarious.
And I love how the Bucks Twitter last night
popping off
was just letting Giannis's F-bombs go all over Twitter, and they didn't give a fuck. He was during his MVP speech, they're talking about his relationship with Chris Middleton, because they've been together for 8 years on
this
team.
That's my fucking boy!
8 years they've been together. Chris Middleton played 1 year in Detroit, I think, before that,
yep.
And then he came over the same year Giannis got drafted. Only two guys left on the team from that 15 and 67 team or whatever yep. it was, and they asked him about his relationship, and he looks over to Chris, and he goes, "Hey, Chris, we fucking did it, man." Like... just letting it all happen. And I'll put a clip of that in here, too. Because that shit is hilarious. Hilarious. I love it. They were letting Giannis go off. And his humbleness this entire finals.
The whole team.
It was a thing of beauty.
I said that on the podcast on Monday. The most arrogant... There is finger quotations here. The most arrogant player on this entire team is Giannis. And Giannis can do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He is such a humble person. It's wild. I can't speak enough. And when you consider the path on how they got here, and like I said, the what-ifs that could have happened, do you think it plays out the same way? DiVincenzo going down in at the beginning of the playoffs.
Which was supposed to be a huge loss for
yes,
the Bucks.
But if you take him out, if he doesn't go out, that means you don't have P.J. Tucker starting games.
Mm.
And like you said, the plus minus on P.J. Tucker was better than Giannis, right?
It was the best on the team. It was the best on the team yesterday.
Because his defense was that sneaky good. You also have the... big what if on Kevin Durant. If Kevin
yeah, who's guarding Kevin Durant, right?
Well, no, Kevin Durant's foot.
Oh, shit. That's right. He stepped on
Dude,
the line.
Tell me that's not a huge what if.
Kevin Durant is literally 6 inches away from an NBA championship.
Do you know like the real great thing about this? Do you know Kevin Durant wears shoes that are purposely bigger than his feet, because it's more comfortable for him.
Yikes.
But just think, what if he wore his normal shoe size?
Yeah, holy instead of a shit. 24, he's a 22.
And not to mention, how about Giannis's injury, the hyperextension, that, I'm sorry, you were one of the people that said it's fucking over.
If it was bad, yeah, but I wanted to hear it out. I heard it out.
I was texting you when that happened. I said, look, he's walking it off. He's fine.
That was scary.
It was. Absolutely terrifying.
And Giannis also, his defensive presence yesterday was really shown as well. It seemed like he was getting blocks. A big block every time he came out.
Speaking of coming up big, what happened to DeAndre Ayton this past game?
Yeah.
He was trash. And subsequently...
Yeah.
My boy, Frank Kaminsky, was playing his ass off today.
Frank Kaminsky
yesterday.
He was out there. Anytime there was like, God damn it, he was making a bucket every time they needed
him. And
one.
He was swatting
you
balls
know what?
Away.
Looking
he
at
was
it,
crazy.
Looking at it now, he only has 6 points. It felt like way more.
Yeah.
I also thought Frank was playing really out of
Frank
his mind yesterday.
10.
Yeah, he was. I thought he played really well, too. But didn't get a lot of time. In 10 minutes. So in 30 minutes, you know, he's getting 20.
Mm.
That would be a... Maybe they should have played the Wisconsin guy more. Torrey Craig also had 49 seconds, by the way.
You know what? 49 seconds still gets you a ring.
Still gets a ring. Still gets a ring. Torrey Craig. What? Now, maybe let's talk about this. What do you see in Chris Paul's future now? Does this... Because this was the year for Chris Paul, I think, if he wants to stay on the Suns. Now, there were just reports that came out today that the Lakers are very interested in Chris Paul, which, you know, Giannis's speech after, I could make a super team, and that would be the easy way, really puts the ball in Chris Paul's court if he fucking leaves right after Giannis just beats
him. Yeah, Giannis threw some shade with that comment across the entire league.
He said, I don't want to name names. He was about to, and he didn't. He stopped himself after that.
That is some, and that's not just to one person, though. That is like, hey, you super teams, you fucking suck.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And it makes the, absolutely strange Isaiah Thomas quote from last week. All the more relevant if you didn't see that. I'll bring that up in a hot second. Because Isaiah Thomas turned into a fucking whack job. But yeah, I don't know. Personally, if I'm Chris Paul, I retire. And I know that's bad. But here's the thing. I think you end on your best season, right?
Yeah.
Is there any chance that Chris Paul matches this season that he had? I'm talking regular season as well as post.
In terms of team success, no. Not where he's the main guy.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's not going to happen. If he leaves and goes to L.A., wherever, he could maybe sneak a title if he builds a super
Speaking
team.
Speaking of title, it doesn't mean he's going to have his best season.
Right.
I guess I would think that he would rather have a title than, you know, his best season ever. But that's also a big what if. And in the Western Conference, where everything is up in the air always, that Lakers team needs God because it's bad.
I also wanted to point out that in California the last month and a half, I have heard the Leastern Conference so many times. Leastern Conference.
Lulz.
And they were all pulling for Phoenix. You know, there was a handful that they were on my side with it. A handful. But for the most part, no one wanted the Bucks to win. No one cared. No one had any loyalty to them. And I just wanted them to be on my side for it. But then after game three, fuck the haters. I wanted all of them. It fueled this team, it felt like.
You better go back to California with like a championship belt.
I'm going to go back there with a wheelbarrow for my nuts while I walk around there right now. That's what I'm going to go by with. Like that scene in South Park right there,
God,
when he's walking around with it. That's where I'm going. Because right now, they feel like they're Jupiter. They're just massive.
I mean, they're already at like Saturn.
Yeah, pretty close. Pretty close.
and here, this is what Isaiah Thomas said about Giannis last week. He has tapped into basketball's spiritual energy. He doesn't run anymore. He glides with his strides and dominates. Size and jumping ability can't compete with the physics of energy and force. Well, I don't know what he was smoking.
Holy shit.
But you know what?
He was on one with that.
Isaiah Thomas actually sounds like he knows something.
Yeah.
After last night's performance.
Thank you, Isaiah Thomas. I might credit him. We might get him a ring after that statement, too.
Doesn't he have one?
He's got two.
Oh, there you go.
But all I know is Chris Paul has zero after this. That's what I know.
And he was a salty bitch.
Salty as fuck.
Oh, also, favorite play of the night. Do you have one?
I don't. I was so
topical. When Bobby Portis totally trolled the fuck out of Chris Paul, and Chris Paul like got in his face and like tried pushing him,
Bobby
just laughed
his ass off. Every time Bobby touched the ball, the bar would chant "Bobby, Bobby." Every time.
I just bought a Bobby shirt today. Oh,
I am. That's pretty cool.
You should see the shirt.
I want to see it. Was it at one of the stands? Or
no.
You ordered one?
No, I ordered it.
Those stands that were set up around the city had some pretty cool shirts, too, as well. That they were like 10 to 20 bucks, depending on where you went. And there was a couple of cool ones. My buddy got a Chris Middleton one that was really cool. There was one that said, like, fuck Phoenix across it. I almost wanted to get that one. There was a lot of support from the city.
I'm sorry. You can't beat this.
Oh, that's a pretty good shirt.
It is Bobby Portis's head from his eyes up, and it just says, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby.
You send me that, and I'll post that with the 24 and a half logo today, and I'll post that with it, and then that'll be like, that's the shirt. You know what I mean? It's not our shirt, but I'll promote Bobby.
Bobby, Bobby. Oh, also, shout out Pat Connaughton wearing the Bobby, Bobby, Bobby shirt.
Pat Connaughton had a rough day yesterday. Had a rough
you know
day.
What? I don't give a shit.
Didn't matter.
Don't talk bad.
Didn't matter.
No slander at all.
None. Not
just
at all.
Be happy with what we have witnessed.
Now, for the Bucks, next year, what are we thinking about that? Because now today is the start of the 2021-2022 season.
That is true.
So, for next year, the East Conference, the Eastern Conference, there aren't a lot of teams that compete at the top. They do have good quality teams at the top, yeah. But, you know, for the top three, four, for the most part, are the only ones that are going to compete. After that, not so much. In the West, you know, the Lakers were the 7th seed, and they were still up there in title favorites. So, it's a lot deeper in the West. For the Bucks next year, they have Philadelphia, and they have Brooklyn,
yep,
for sure. Anyone else up there that we're forgetting? I mean, maybe if the Knicks get Damian Lillard, but...
There was one more, and I can't remember.
The Hawks made it to the conference finals, but not really too...
I mean, it is all...
Worried about that.
It's all... what's it called? It's all Brooklyn right now.
And, it's Brooklyn.
Boston might kind of sneak in,
They kind of seem like they're in a rebuild right now. They fired their coach and their president to get their coach to be their president. You know, they're all over the place right now, too.
Yeah.
And they're young. Their team is young.
And you know what? You know what? It could be a sneaky pick. They're not better than the Bucks. But Chicago, you know, having Vucevic and LaVine... And,
for a full year, maybe.
And, you know, whatever they get during the offseason as well.
They might sneak in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what? It's not a bad team. I'm also looking at Rick Carlisle and squad in Indiana as someone that could do something, too. But, look, the top one and two teams are Brooklyn and Milwaukee, respectively.
Yes.
Brooklyn did not have... their big three for majority of the season, mm-hmm, playing together, let alone just playing as well. But that's a questionable thing for the Brooklyn Nets. And whether or not they get rid of Kyrie or not is a different story, because that is something that's being, you know, talked about.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I wouldn't mind it because fuck Kyrie Irving.
Fuck Kyrie,
he's annoying. He's annoying.
I think that next year, the Nets and the Bucks are definitely the two teams in the East. I'm not really scared of Philadelphia.
and now they're crumbling, they'll lose Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, honestly, you should be more scared of Philadelphia without Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a detriment.
Also true. So next year, it's going to be another grind. It's going to be another battle. You got to restart. Tomorrow's the parade. Are you going to go to that?
Probably not.
No.
I would like to, but I just don't know how I'm going to be.
Yeah, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get down there. Maybe I'll get some stuff out there.
What time is it at?
I want to say noon.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a no.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just know it's tomorrow.
You know what? Check that Bucks Twitter, because I bet you they'll have it.
I saw just like a Journal Sentinel article about it, and I just saw that the parade was Thursday, but maybe they got to finalize that. You can go to Bucks Twitter. I'm sure they will have it. I also wanted to say this stat for you. I should have said it during my Chris Middleton apology, but I didn't. And I found it again, so I wanted to rework it into here. Jimmy Butler last year averaged 22.2, 6.5 rebounds, 6 assists in 21 games in the playoffs in 2020, right? So going into yesterday, Chris Middleton averaged 23.9, 7.7, and 5.1 in 22 games. And Jimmy Butler was the face of the playoffs last year after LeBron James. So I do have to say, yes, Chris Middleton, your stats do look better than Jimmy Butler's last year, but you're so inconsistent because you dropped 40 and 10, and that's how you averaged 25.
But
you pulled through, you dropped enough points yesterday, and the Bucks are champions.
Love just throwing that Middleton shade.
I'm not throwing Middleton shade. I'm not.
Tiny bit.
I was giving him a compliment that his stats are better than Jimmy Butler's right there.
Tiny bit.
I don't really know how to act. I haven't won a title for my city ever. And I still haven't because I didn't win shit. But I've never had my city win a title. I've had, you know, the Packers when I was like 10. You were like 18 probably. And it's like you said, it's just not the same. Like, it's not the same. And this entire season was so fun, and I said at the end of it, the Bucks are getting hot at the right time. The Bucks are getting hot. Remember, we were in the middle of the year, like, what the fuck are the Bucks doing right now? Then we got towards the end of the season, and I said, you know, the Bucks are getting hot. They're getting hot at the right time. And only proving that is this title run in 2021.
They probably, well, you know, maybe not, because Drew Holiday was so damn important. Last year is a crapshoot. I basically go from 2019 to 2021 because the COVID lockdown and the bubble, so different. The Bucks don't win if they don't have the Bucks crowd there.
No.
Sorry.
No, the Bucks, the Milwaukee crowd is different.
That is the, like, the 12th man equivalent in the NFL.
Absolutely.
They are crazy.
We knew the city was going to pop out. And I don't think the rest of the NBA knew the city was going to pop out like that.
Also, while we're on them, fuck you, Stephen A. Smith.
Fuck Stephen A. Smith.
I can't. You know what? I should go back and watch First Take this morning. He's probably apologizing.
Good thing we'd have to watch First Take for the first time.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I'm not watching that shitty-ass show either.
It's still got to be good.
I
bet you
I will go
ESPN,
watch it after this.
All
now.
Of ESPN is apologizing hard for the disparaging remarks they made against fucking Milwaukee. And guess what? No one gives a fuck.
No one. Not one fuck.
Fuck off.
It's an amazing word.
2021 NBA champions, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Now, I want to say one other thing, and I forgot. So I was trying to find my train of thought there.
You got Bucks lust?
Got Bucks lust.
Yeah.
I did play it at the end of the last podcast.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I'd say play it again, but that's too repetitive. But
no.
I'll think of something.
We'll put something else at the end there. It was maybe like We Are the Champions or something.
Nah, there's got to be more catchy. Do you know how many goddamn Bucks songs? Oh, speaking of, Chance the Rapper said he was going to put a Bucks song out. Was it Shania Twain or Sheryl Crow? One of the two? I forget. Said they were going to do the same.
Well, Sheryl Crow is a huge Bucks fan. Just found that out.
She is not. her son is a huge Bucks fan.
Oh.
And so in turn, she became one.
Got it.
So, but got she also it. Said that she was getting into it as well. So, yeah. Gucci Mane, I think, said it was going to do
Dude,
that too.
Gucci Mane was at the sideline for like all the home games in Milwaukee. Yeah, why? Yeah. That's Toronto, hilarious.
Toronto's got Drake. Milwaukee got Gucci Mane.
I'd rather have Gucci Mane. Are you kidding me? What? If Gucci Mane went up against Drake? Yeah.
And there is one more person that you would not expect or remember won an NBA title last night. Won a ring.
Mm. Aaron Rodgers.
The boy to the north.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is now an NBA champion, something Tom Brady has not ever been, by the way. Not that it's important. But Aaron Rodgers did win an NBA ring. Now, I don't know if it's relevant at all. Does that play into a factor for his season?
I will say there were reports that his house had been scheduled for deep cleanings. Like he's coming back.
Really?
Again, this is the Bucks podcast.
Just today is all Bucks. But that yes, was, as a minority
Bucks,
owner of the Bucks,
Bucks Aaron owner, Rodgers. Bucks owner Aaron Rodgers was scheduled for deep cleaning. There, now it's Bucks related.
Nice. Was he at the game yesterday?
Nope.
What a bitch.
What a fucker.
I mean, jeez, dude.
He's probably hanging out with his Hunger Games fucks. Not Hunger Games, Divergent, that's what it is.
Oh, what's her name again?
Sharp Chin. Monica.
No, I don't think so.
Cheyenne
Woodley.
Shailene. See, okay. I said Sharp Chin.
And I said,
that is way closer than you thought it was going to be.
That was good. It got me there. It got us there.
Got the first three letters.
It got us there. But seriously, an amazing day. The atmosphere was great. For all the California friends I have listening to this, beer was $4 at McGillicuddy's yesterday. Absolute steal. I've been spending like 10 bucks a beer over there, virtually, it feels like, with an occasional $8 one that would make you go, yes. But $4 a beer yesterday. I was off my ass the entire game, but I was watching the entire thing. And just a great day. Great day for the city. Popped out early, and the city was live all night.
To Thomas's California friends, I just have to say,
we just wanted to do, you know, do you got any more, anything else we want to cover? Anything?
No, man.
Not really. I'm just so excited.
We don't need anything more.
We just wanted to put out a quick little 24 and a half because of the Bucks. Give our immediate reactions.
We should label this as 34 and a half.
Ooh. I can't. We can't do that.
Says who?
Well, we might as well make it episode 50 then.
No.
You know what I mean?
What about episode Bucks and Six?
24.6?
That works. 24 point Bucks and Six.
Okay. That might be too long a title.
I'll do it. Don't fucking try me. I will fucking do it. Who makes the designs around here?
Well,
we'll
label it 24 and a half. The title will be Bucks and Six. Okay, the title will be Bucks and Six because
I'm going to get everything. Oh, also, Brandon Jennings deserves a ring.
That's what I needed to say. That's what it was. Yes.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Brandon Jennings needs a ring and needs a statue out front.
Right after they build the Giannis statue, Brandon Jennings needs a statue. And Bucks and Six is for the fucking culture.
This is the for the culture always.
Always.
Always. It's going to be Giannis statue, Brandon Jennings statue, and Kevin Durant's foot with a line.
Or Chris Paul pushing Giannis while... That should be the statue.
Or
Giannis
Devin Booker
dunking on him.
Devin Booker hooking Jrue Holiday.
Or just Devin Booker losing the ball from Jrue Holiday.
Or LeBron James with the like thinking and then a thought bubble of wearing a Bucks uniform.
Oh, Kevin Durant's coming to the Bucks next year. You best believe that. You best believe that.
Yeah.
Well, that was episode 24 and a half. We needed to get out there and say it because
It's an incredible day. I might just drop this tonight.
I better.
Yeah, I'm not going to wait till tomorrow to drop this. We're going to have a design out, and it should be out probably within an hour or so.
So they don't know time. They don't know time.
That would say it's 1:30 right now over here. We're recording this. Need a little bit of time to recover, and you'd work tomorrow this morning, right, for a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm so happy I came back this week and was able to see this because it was history. It was absolutely history. It's the first finals without Kobe, LeBron, or Steph since 2004, and Giannis made it his finals. So make sure you find us on wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else they put podcasts on there. I don't know. But also, you know where else, thechairshot.com.
Giannis with a tinkle and a title.
Peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.